Honey, baby. Oh, honey, guys, you know the fucking drill. Do you like online shopping? Do you like saving money? Great, honey, and it's free. Honey is a free browser extension that automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. I've said it before and I'll say it again. They're literally my favorite advertiser because the shit fucking works, you guys. I have it on every one of my computers. What you do is when you're online shopping, right when you go to checkout, the little Honey extension will pop down and you'll just press apply coupons and you'll watch as it scans the internet for every possible coupon out there that you wouldn't be able to find yourself. And then once they find all the coupons, it applies to your cart and you literally just watch the price drop because of Honey. It's fucking amazing and it's free. Honey works on nearly every online store, including classics like Lululemon, DoorDash, Sephora, Revolve, etc. If you don't already have Honey, guys, you're literally straight up missing out on free money. It installs in seconds and it's free. So guys, get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/daddy. That's joinhoney.com/daddy.
Do you call him daddy?
Do I call her daddy?
Call her daddy.
What the fuck is up, daddy motherfucking gang? It is Alex Cooper back at it again for another episode of Call Her Daddy. Daddy gang, are you listening to me? You guys are going to be so fucking happy. We have a guest this week. It's not just going to be me talking the whole time. I know you guys were like, so Alex, we love you, but like, please stop talking. No, we have a guest this week. She is hot. She is sexual. I literally before this asked her how she wants me to introduce her. And she's like, you know, like 5'7". And I was like, perfect pussy. And she's like, perfect pussy. Guys, introducing Hannah Berner.
I am so honored to be here, dear father. And I just want to say, you doing your solo episodes, like, I hate hearing myself talk for too much. So the fact that you can tolerate yourself for more than an hour is amazing.
It's really, you know, I can't tolerate it, but I have a job to do. And
you hearing yourself laugh, like, did you ever hear yourself laugh in the background of an Insta story? And you're just like, who lets me exist on this planet?
So imagine everyone listening doing that for an hour. And then I edit my own show. So I'm like, bitch, you are so not fucking funny. Shut the fuck up.
Don't you wish you could edit yourself in person, like after an awkward date or an awkward interaction where like you say, like, you too to the waiter when he says enjoy your food, like edit that shit out.
Edit it out. Well, we can in a podcast, which is brilliant. So Hannah, thank you so much for coming on today.
I'm so honored.
So how I found out about you is when I was talking to my disgusting ex-boyfriend. He was disgusting. Ew. You know, sometimes we make decisions in life and we regret it to this day. That's one of them. Anyways, so I was talking to my ex and he was like, I'm watching this show. And I'm like, tell me what show so we can bond. You know, quarantine, you need things to talk about. And he's like, you're gonna laugh, but I'm watching a reality show. And I'm like, okay, what's the reality show? And he says, Summer House. Now listen, I watch the Kardashians. I watch some of these big shows, and sometimes I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little stingy with like what shows I pick and watch. So when I heard Summer House, I'm like, I've never heard of it, but I have, but I'm not sure. I watched it, obsessed, literally binge watched the whole fucking five seasons, yeah. Everything. I know everyone's drama, I know everything. So thank you for coming on and hanging out.
Thank you. Summer House is a drunken psych ward, and I feel like that's also what goes on within your brain, so you just felt at home watching.
It's literally me on a reality show. I'm like, oh,
all I do is like try to fuck dudes and then pee in hot tubs, and that's my aesthetic. And like bloat in crop tops.
Dude, I was gonna say, the fact that you're on a and guys, we're not gonna talk about the reality show the whole time, but the fact that you are on a reality show, I want to just quickly address, like, Hannah is, there's a scene where you are full blown like moaning at the top of your lungs, and although they're not showing you having sex, we're hearing the sound effects. We see all of the people that live in the house with you, like, whoa, what is that noise? Like, what is coming out of that bedroom? Like, what is that man doing to Hannah? How do your parents feel about it?
So my parents, they are angels. They just want me to be happy.
They just want me to get fucked.
It's at the point where they're just, I don't know. So I was watching with my mom and my dad, and the scene goes on. I just start going, la, 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 la.
Oh!
And my dad's like, I'm trying to watch. What are you doing? I'm trying to watch. And I'm like, Dad, this will change you for life if you hear this.
You're like, Dad, I'm getting eaten out. So, like, let's just address the elephant in the room, pussy getting eaten. You don't want to hear it.
But I want women to embrace their, like, enjoying things. Yeah. Like, we're always caretakers. Like, make sure he feels good. I want to be like, I give credit where credit's deserved. Yeah. If your tongue is
in the right place, in the right place, then I'm going to make noises.
I will make sure you know I fucking like it.
Hannah, thank you.
And
I respect you for that because was it weird getting on a reality show, like convincing yourself to be okay with cameras, like filming you making out with guys?
It's so funny because when I was in the process of like interviewing, I was like, I'm not your hot mess. You know, I am like, I'm determined, I'm sporty, I'm independent. And then fast forward, I'm like, I'm your fucking hot mess, but I'm having a good time.
No, literally on the show, Hannah is just like fucked up. She's like hooking up with these guys. She's living her best life. You really were like one of my favorites because I think, although I do like some of the psycho ones that like I secretly hate, but you're one that I like. So that's why you're here on the show.
Thank you.
So Hannah and I have a little connection. Mm. We have something in common. Hannah was also a Division I athlete. And I just want to quickly talk about it, not in like the boring way, but like I want to talk about it because in the past on Call Her Daddy, and it was totally understandable, but my old co-host obviously had no idea even what like sports were. Mm-hmm. And we always joked about it. But I think a lot of people look at me and they're like, so you say you played Division I soccer, but you never speak about it. And so sorry, but we like can't help but not believe that like you never fucking played soccer, bitch. Meanwhile, up until when I graduated, that was literally my identity. Like, yeah. I was a soccer player. I spent my entire life being a soccer player. So it's kind of nice to have someone here that gets it because you, what sport did you play?
I was a tennis player.
Oh.
Where love means nothing.
What the fuck does that mean?
I had that set up. Well, zero in love.
Wait, what?
Do you know anything about tennis?
Oh my God. Wait, those are the match point things.
Yeah, so
oh,
40
fuck.
Love means zero. Look at us teaching each other new
things.
Okay,
I like know about tennis, but I don't like know about tennis.
Tennis is like a good vibe to when things calm down. Like we'll go to the US Open together and like put on a look.
Put on a look.
Like get a fit.
Get a and what then, the
like,
fuck?
But the only problem is you can't talk and me and you will get kicked out because we'll start like talking
and
shit
drinking.
About like,
yes. Okay. So, and I think like tennis player guys are hot.
They're so hot. But a lot of them, yeah, they're all like above 6 feet, not too tall though, but they're kind of narcissistic because it's all about them. Like they're not a team sport.
Oh, but I feel like I always pick narcissists anyways.
Same.
Do they make a lot of money?
They can, but only like the top 150.
Right. You guys, like, this is important. Like Federer and Nadal.
Yes.
I know those two.
Yes.
Hit me up.
Yes. Those two. They both are married with children.
Oh, okay.
But still.
Still. You never know. Maybe they're into that shit.
Girls, if you want to fuck a professional athlete, you have to understand the sport a little bit so you know what the money coming in is.
Yes.
Like, for example, tennis. He's 300 in the world, not making money.
Not making money.
Same with golf. 300 the 300th best doctor is doing great. Not with sports. So girls, do your research.
Oh, do your research.
Like lacrosse, you're not making money.
No.
And the sex is not consensual.
No.
So.
No, dude, lacrosse players are straight up like dirty, disgusting Dans, but also like you have no career. You're making no money.
And they're also a lot of them are under 6 feet.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Maybe because they're more sturdy at the ground and like they hit each other's shins with
Wait,
the lacrosse.
You know what? Let me say something. In college, I will give it to the lacrosse team. Like at Boston, they were kind of the guys that a lot of us started to hang out with because they don't take the sport as
they're
seriously.
More normal.
Yes.
Yes.
So they can party
they become
more.
Finance bros.
Boom. Thank you. Okay. Now let's talk about ourselves. How about that? We're like, okay, wait, let's talk about this sport now. Okay. So Hannah, you played Division I. I played Division I. Mm-hmm. I think that you grow into a specific, like daddy gang. Like I know that I sound like a psycho, crazy sexual being, but for a majority of my life, I could not do certain things because, oh my God, the scholarship's on the line.
Yep.
And then once you get to college,
yep.
you can't post certain shit that normal college people can post because you're fucking coach is watching your every move.
They use the scholarship to scare the shit out of you.
Scare the shit.
They'd be like, if you're late to practice, you lose your scholarship. And all of us, our parents invested in us to
get
here.
Right.
So you're like, I don't want to lose my scholarship because I got hungover and slept too long. So our thing was we'd train all week and then we'd have matches on the weekend and then Sunday nights us and the hockey guys would go to the KK. I went to Wisconsin Golby Edgers.
Oh my God. My dad went to Wisconsin, played hockey there. Yeah. Small world.
Small world. Yeah. And hockey is fucking huge. Huge. There. I didn't know shit about hockey, but my mom said to stay away from them. She said they have no teeth, STDs, and they're all older than you.
Wait, I love all of those things. I love no teeth. I love STDs. I was gonna say
no.
Why
do you love no teeth?
I don't know. It just means they're like, they're a badass and like, I don't know. The one of the guys that I was talking to had like fake teeth veneers and they like looked great, but I was like, I kind of love the idea that they're so like, they're constantly in fights and they're just like rough around the edges.
I do like a guy who looks like he could take a punch.
Yes.
That turns me on. If your nose is prettier than mine, we're gonna have issues.
We're gonna have issues because you're gonna make me feel self-conscious. And I don't love to feel that way. I want you to be like a little less attractive than me.
I love being the funnier one and then like have models.
Okay, wait, have you ever, sorry guys, we're all over the place,
but we're getting
to it. Have you ever dated models?
So I was seeing a model on Summer House.
But he was half model, half athlete.
He was like a hockey guy too, so it was a terrible combination.
Oh.
Most models in New York City, yeah, they love themselves. I don't like guys who take long to do their hair.
Dude.
And I don't mean to be like, no, oh, you're not masculine enough.
No.
But models, I want them to prioritize like, living life, and a lot of these models are like doing abs in the morning, literally, counting calories.
I have to be honest, every single time I'm on Raya, I used to talk about it. I have this.
Are we allowed to? We're gonna get kicked off if we talk about Raya.
No, you just can't talk about who's on there.
Okay, got it.
So
I love how you know that.
Trust me, I've done my research because I'm like, my fucking show, dude, I'm not gonna be able to date anyone at some point. Like, people are gonna be like, no, we know you're talking about us on your show. So every time I go on Raya, Daddy Gang, let us know if you feel the same. But for me personally, every single time I see a model, I press X. He can be the most gorgeous model in the world.
Yeah.
I know. I just know in my soul, I will never date a model. I know that sounds superficial of me. Well, I guess is no. That... No, that's not superficial. Wait, no, that's
the
not.
The most unshallow thing you've ever said in your life.
Oh my God!
Are you growing?
Literally growing, thriving. I don't want him, not because of the way he looks. Sorry, I'm being an asshole, but like, I think that they have like no substance. If you're a man and you're a model, you're so in love with yourself. And I'm sorry, but I'm not attracted to a guy that takes pictures for a living. That's so fucking asshole, but sorry.
This is the thing. Hot guy models are the same as hot girls. They're fucking crazy. And they've been treated differently their whole life because of their looks.
Thank you.
So like, this model I was seeing, he would like say a stupid joke and the waiter would like lose his damn mind like he was a fucking stand-up comedian. And I looked at him, I was like, you know that would be creepy if you were ugly. And he's like, no, it's not. Like, they do the most stupid shit and people are just like,
reinforced.
Oh my God, you're amazing.
Yeah, like, no, bitch.
These people have not been treated by society. Like, society's never told them to shut up.
Yes.
They never told them they're stupid.
Yes.
And like, one thing I learned early on, I had this like older teammate who was fucking one of the hockey guys. He was so beautiful and hot. But one of the guys who's on the Rangers and he just left. Fuck. I love name dropping.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Say it.
His name is, who was the captain of the Rangers like 2 years ago? He was so hot. Brown hair.
Oh, okay. That nails. What?
Brown hair and hot.
Where did he go?
He went to Wisconsin. Then he was on the Rangers. Ryan McDonough.
Why don't I not know that person? Well, he's married, so whatever.
He's super well behaved.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
So I was at the bar and I'm a freshman and he was the captain of a team. He was like, big deal.
Oh my God.
And he like came up to me and talked to me and I looked at him and I go, are you the captain of the hockey team? And my friend Jess grabbed me by the shirt, pulled me aside and goes, don't you ever give
ever.
Them the fucking satisfaction that you look up to them. They are nothing,
dude.
And from that day forward,
your friend is genius.
She changed the game for me. And like, it's not treating men like shit, but like, it's not The Bachelor. We're not trying to earn them to get their attention.
No,
let them get your fucking attention.
Thank you. The fact that your friend, I would have been that friend, because I swear to God, I remember,
I was young, I was 18, I didn't know.
You didn't know. I remember when I was going on my recruitment trip right before I went for my freshman year, I went and we were watching the women's ice hockey game, and across the stadium, my upperclassmen that were going to be my upperclassmen were like, guys, those are the hockey boys. You will literally like never speak to them, probably. Like, they are literally like God's like blessed earth.
Don't
whatever
put
them
on the pedestal.
No. So I'm sitting there, and I was a psycho in fucking high school. So I'm sitting there listening to these seniors say that to me, and I'm like, so I'm coming onto this campus, and if I do one fucking thing, it is going to make one of these hockey boys fall in love with me. I get on campus I do just that. I infiltrate the fucking shit out of them during my classes. Mm-hmm. And I just start.
I love that word, infiltrate.
Infiltrate. Get the fuck in there. Infiltrate. Oh my God, it makes me wet. I'm like, yes, infiltrate, infiltrate.
I want to be in their phone, in their heads, everywhere. In their bed.
So I start hanging out with all the hockey guys, and all my upperclassmen are like, what the fuck is Cooper doing? Like, how did she start talking to them?
Don't try to manage you. I like to say, I can't be managed. You tell me not to do something, I will do it.
Thank you. I was like, bitches, you just don't have confidence. Fucking walk up to them and say, hi, my name's fucking Alex. Let's hang out. But the point is,
what is the point?
Those men on that campus, if you guys are in college or if you're out of college and we're talking about professional athletes, they get everything handed to them.
Yeah.
They get sex handed to them.
Yep.
What Hannah said that awful day at the bar or the night at the bar where you were like, are you the captain? No, you don't even know he plays sports. You have no idea who he is. And you don't fucking care who he is.
Also, you're busy. Like, you have places to go. Yes. You're looking behind him. Yes. You're distracted.
Like, he's annoying.
Yeah, he's
like,
almost. He's literally annoying.
He's annoying. Something about him, of anyone in the bar, like, you're just like,
also,
you're kind
of annoying.
Also,
forget his name. Forget his name on purpose. Like, yes. 5 minutes in, just be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. So embarrassing. What's your name again?
Yes.
Do pull that shit. It's not mean. It's letting them know. You're not on a pedestal.
You're not. I don't give a fuck. I want to ask you, did you have to like worry about what you were posting on social media?
Oh, yeah. So I got in trouble once because I posted a Facebook profile pic that was so dope. And I was like giving a middle finger. And I was like such a badass.
Right.
And I was 19. Mm-hmm. Just putting a finger up to the man. And like the NCAA was like, you have to take that down. And I was like, can I just blur it? And they were like, just stop being a little bitch. Take it down. And I was like, fine.
Dude, that's what I hope people understand is like, as great as it is to be an athlete in college, it's literally a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
And you basically, your whole life is controlled.
You're owned by them.
You're owned.
Like the hardest part of it was the first day of season, they give you a calendar that says every single day for the next 10 months what you're going to do. And as someone who like hates bosses, hates being controlled, I felt like I was in a jail cell.
It's kind of terrifying. I remember like my soccer coach, lots of stories there, one day daddy gang, but my soccer coach was like so up everyone's asses about social media. And I, in high school, was posting with all the red cups and people throwing up at high school parties. Like, I was a degenerate. And so when I was in college, I remember getting a DM from Barstool Sports, and they asked me if they could post my bikini picture for a smoke show of the day. And back then, that was like a big thing.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting in the cafeteria and being like, holy fuck, like, do I tell them yes? I know my coach literally is going to be like, you're off the team almost.
But that's like not contractually a thing.
No. So I lied. So technically they have to get your permission to post it.
Yeah.
So I give them permission. Barstool posts me as smoke show of the day. I am up.
You have to do a throwback on this episode.
Oh my God. I should. It was literally a picture from the Dominican Republic of my ass. Like, I'm pretty sure it was like so fucking like airbrushed and it like looks bad now. But like back then it was hot, apparently. Yeah. So they post it and I know immediately I'm fucked. It started to spread like wildfire. And all of a sudden my DMs, that was the beginning of the professional athlete saga, because my DMs, It was insanity. So I'm on it for less than 24 hours and my coach calls me and I am shitting bricks. I'm like, this is it. She calls me scariest woman alive. She was like, Alex, I just heard what's on Barstool Sports. Take it down now.
I can't.
And I'm like, so I don't own Barstool Sports, but let me get in contact with that guy, David Portnoy. So I'm going apeshit DMing Dave. Like, I'm like, I don't know who this is. Like, hi, I need you to take off my picture. Like, I need to take
it off. It's not porn, though.
It's not. It's just my asshole. Yeah. Shut up. It looked great.
Yeah.
So I get in contact with Gaz, who works at Barstool now. Mm-hmm. He takes it down. Less than 24 hours. I got so many fucking followers. And it became almost like a bigger story because I had to take it down because I was an athlete, etc. And after that picture.
You have controversy around you at all times.
All
and I
times.
Love it.
So anyway, so after that, I started to connect with all the professional athletes in Boston. And that situation in college was not normal.
When did you first realize, like, wait, these athletes are not healthy all the time?
Ooh,
because no one tells you that when you're younger.
That's a really good question. I think I always knew, like, I grew up with my dad working for the NHL.
Oh, yeah.
And literally as I grew up, he was like, I know I'm raising you around all these professional athletes, but they actually fucking suck, Alex. And all I'm hearing is, I love them, Dad. This is amazing. And what do you, fuck everyone that's like, oh, you have a type. What do you expect? When I'm little, I'm going to the stadium for Christmas parties with my family, skating on the ice with these fucking hockey players.
Can you skate?
Yes, bitch.
Yes, bitch.
Yes, bitch.
Oh, shit. Can you do a little twirl?
I was on a hockey team when I was younger.
Oh, my God.
So, like, why do you think I like fucking hockey players, right? So, but I always knew. And I think that from a young age, I just never even let myself think about them in a...
But it's also hard because your dad's a hockey player who met your mom, who you. So you're like, oh, hockey players
aren't
good.
But I'm like, look
at good?
Daddy. He did it. Now daddy number two should be able to do it. That's so fucked
We're
up.
We're all
Don't
trying
ever
to fuck guys like our dad.
Exactly. It's so true. Yeah. And my parents are the most in love people, like literally been married for over 30 years. Like
Same.
They have, oh, my God.
But my dad's a dick. Okay. And my mom's just like... You find a guy, the second he met me, he changed. And I'm like, you're the exception to the rule.
Wait, okay.
Then you wonder why
I
like dicks.
Can I tell you a theory I have? Because now that you're in the club with our parents are still in love and they're together. I think it almost fucks us up more. Because
our standards are so high?
Thank you. In today's, all of my friends, their parents are divorced. I'm like, am I the only person that has parents that are still in love and together?
Am I the only one who has hope?
No, literally, I grew up in the most healthy, stable environment.
Yeah, my parents still flirt.
No, literally. They are so in love. Like, my dad is so obsessed with my mom. It's, like, insane. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, so let me just tell you folks something. Fuck you. I always tell them this. I'm like, you guys suck. Because now, Dad, there are no men like you. So I'm looking at the two of you have this amazing relationship. I can't find that anymore, Dad. They all fucking cheat and they're disgusting and they're
100% rather be single than stuck in a relationship that makes me feel like crap.
Dude, same. The women that stay in relationships where they're getting cheated on, like, so how do you do that? Mm-hmm. How do you, in a constant day-to-day basis, know that he's fucking around and you just stay for what? Mm-hmm. For what? How much self-worth do you have?
They
Zero.
Say happiness, like, the loneliest you could be, I guess, is single. And then, like, the saddest you could be is in a bad relationship.
Whoa.
So it's like the saddest you actually are is not when you're single. It's when you're in a bad relationship.
That's actually so fucking true because it's like you have it, you're supposed to have it, it's supposed to be great, and it's fucking awful. Mm-hmm. Dude, I swear to God, if anyone's listening to this and you're in a toxic relationship, I know it's easier said than done, but get the fuck out. Commercial. The broom is back, bitches. Guys, my hair is looking fucking flawless. Guys, Function of Beauty, if you are looking for a new hair care routine, if you need a new shampoo, if you need a new conditioner, and if you need some goddamn silky smooth hair, you go online and you take a quick quiz. It's actually kind of fucking fun. That sounds so lame, sorry. But I had fun, okay? You take the quiz and you tell them about your hair. Do you want it to be thinner? Do you want it to be less greasy? Do you want it to be fuller, etc.? And then they deliver your personalized formula right to your door in a cute, customizable bottle. So also, they have the cutest packaging. You get to literally pick the color that you want your shampoo and conditioner to be. So you can do like yellow and pink or purple or blue. And it's fucking fun, okay? It's also a really cute gift. Their formulas are vegan and cruelty-free. They never use sulfates, parabens, or any of that other shit. Functionofbeauty.com/daddy to take your 4-part hair profile quiz, and you're going to save 20% on your first order when you go to functionofbeauty.com/daddy for 20% off. So you're going to go to functionofbeauty.com/daddy.
So I preferred football guys and I like them big. Like I was dating this 6'8" dude at Wisconsin. But it's funny too, when you date D1 athletes, that they have so much high pressure.
Yeah.
This guy also was definitely, like his brain didn't work. Like he would tell me he'd get hit and he would just see colors all the time. And he once,
like, it's okay, babe. Yeah. I'm here for you. What the fuck?
Your face is so symmetrical though.
You look so cute though.
He texted me once, he spelled the word isn't, I-S-I-N-T. And I was like, did you know that's not how it's spelled? And he's like, I'm tired. And I go, you don't add a letter.
No, you don't add a letter. No, dude, they're so dumb.
He was so meaty and hot though. And the problem with dating D1 athletes is like he was on TV every weekend, like on ESPN.
Right.
So you'd watch the game and you'd just be like, please don't be the one that loses the game for us, because that'll be like too much on me as a girlfriend.
And then like then they don't want to come back and party, and like it ruins your whole week. Dude, my mom to this day is like, can you stop dating athletes? Because I will watch him pitching. I will watch him in the game fucking skating around on the ice. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there and my Saturday night depends on if this motherfucker is going to be in a good mood after this game. And I'm literally like screaming at the TV like, don't fuck up, you fucking loser. And every time it goes wrong, I swear to God, I am bad.
has to deal with his bullshit after.
Yes.
A girlfriend.
Literally.
He's not calling his dad.
Fuck
his dad
no.
doesn't even talk to him anymore.
He's pissed at you. He hates you. You're not going to the party. The amount of fucking times I will watch that motherfucker pitching or skating or doing whatever the fuck he's doing. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, so he just lost the game. And I swear to God, I'm a black cloud along athletes. Like, I swear to God, I can't believe I'm even speaking it into existence. I try to hide it. Every fucking athlete that I date, something, they get injured, something happens to them. I swear to God, I'm bad luck for them. But I'm going to cut that out because I need to, like, keep them coming. Fuck! But it's the truth. It's the truth.
It's just, these are things, I'm trying to open people's minds who are like, I want to date an athlete
no.
so bad. This is the problem, Alex.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You are playing the game so hard that you don't even know if you actually like him.
Yes. Thank you.
So I realized that I've dated guys up, like, this one guy I was dating who had fame. 7 months in, after I'd won him over, went met his parents, I literally looked in the mirror one day and I go, you hate him. Like, there's not one part of him. And that's why I started doing this stand-up routine that was like, do I actually like him or does he just wear his hat backwards?
Oh my God, I'm gonna
Alex,
start crying.
You need to come up with one now.
Fuck. Okay, well, I would, my go-to is, do I really like him or does his Google net worth say that it's like above 5 million? And I'm like, fuck me, but I'm sorry, it's kind of fucking cute when you see the millions and you're like, hi baby, like, I'm sorry. And half the time I don't even make these guys buy me shit, but I just like it. All right, sue me.
And then there's the little things like, do I like him or do I just like when he clenches his jaw and it makes that little muscle movement in the back of his cheek?
Oh, keep going. Wait, that's such a good one. Oh my God, when they have like nice bone structure.
And I have a terrible rule: the amount of inches a guy is above 6 feet is the amount of months I'll stay with him after discovering he's a trash human being.
Hannah, wait a second. I know I'm fucked up, but you? You're like, so he's 6'8", so we have 8 months. According to my calculation, we have 8 months. That should be good to go. Then I'll like fucking be done with
him. Also, I can tell a guy's height from across the room.
Oh, yes.
And a dude has come up to me and been like, I'm 6'3", and I'm like,
you're six and a half.
You're 6 and a half, and let's not.
You're like, sweetheart, just stop. Let me get out my tape measure. I've got
it. Are you starting this with lies? Because that's all I hear.
Fuck you.
But one of my wildest nights for D1 tennis, I'm at a D1 school, because you probably have some wild nights.
Yes.
One was, I had a dick appointment. Okay. Like, you know those nights when you go out and you already have a dick appointment?
Oh my God, it's great.
So I was fucking these big football dudes, and I just wasn't having fun anymore, and I said, I need to fuck the next thing closest to an athlete, but not an athlete, and that's the mascot.
I thought you were
His name is Bucky Badger. And he has fucking swag. I don't appreciate you right now.
I thought you were going to say a narp. I thought you were going to say a guy. You're like, so I'm fucking the mascot. Sorry, what?
He's a badger and he's fucking adorable.
No. I think that's the lowest of the low. He wears a mascot jumpsuit.
People love Bucky.
No,
like,
what?
People go nuts for
what
Bucky.
What is Bucky?
What is the mascot? Is it BC or BU?
Oh, BU. It's a terrier. It's a fucking dog.
Okay. Well, mine was... Badgers, like the African honey badger, is the most scary animal in the world.
Ooh, right.
I read that on YouTube. Okay. Or it was Twit.
You
I don't
read
know.
That on YouTube. Yes, you can read on.
You guys, I'm an athlete. I'm an idiot.
Fuck.
I'm an idiot.
Okay, so you start fucking the mascot. Okay, so I'm going to try not to judge. Keep going.
Once he like was like, can I fuck you with the mascot head
on? No, he
on,
didn't.
And I was like, honestly, I can't.
But you're lying.
No, he asked me.
So is he into like furries? You know how people like dress up and like want to like wear that kind of shit to actually fuck?
But it's one of those things. Sometimes guys do it just to tell their friends. That doesn't turn me on.
Right. I'm like, if this is for a story, bro, like go fuck a stupid Stacy that's like a fucking dumb twat.
Like,
and
if it's
like,
not a good story for me, like, I don't want to be that person.
No, I'm sorry, but I don't think you want to be like, so I got fucked by the mascot and he wore his fucking hat. I don't think so. I don't think that's
I'll
a good
story. I have nightmares for the rest of my life of like literally huge teddy bears trying to fucking like come inside. Me.
That's literally a nightmare. Okay,
so I had his dick appointment, and I love going out, and you have no stress of trying to find a guy. Like, he's like, afterwards, hit me up. So then I get into this party, and I see, again, probably before, he's not an athlete, but he was like a manager on the basketball team.
Oh.
So he's like a wannabe basketball player.
Oh, God, okay.
But he was older. Oh. His name was Tucker.
I have to stop.
His social security number was...
You're like, his Instagram is this. Go check him out. Let me know if he
was
hot.
So hot. He was in my brother's frat, and he was older, and I always thought he was so hot. And he had this, like, he just beelined towards me.
Okay.
And we're flirting, and we're talking, and I was like, wait, I want to fuck Tucker, not the mascot.
The mascot. Mm. It's like the mascot or the basketball manager guy. Which one is worse? I don't know. Keep going.
We don't know. We're in a dark place, and we don't care.
Yes. We just want to
dick. We are staying positive, and he's like, come back to my place. So I'm like, yes.
Right.
We go back, and we go to his little room, you know, back then guys didn't have money.
Oh, yes, so. Of course. We're in dorm rooms.
We were in
dorm
rooms.
It's awful.
And we're kissing and it's so hot. And I'm just like, oh, yes. And then he takes his pants off and I take my pants off. And before he even goes in me, he goes, shit, I just nutted. And you don't know, like, do you laugh?
You're like,
do you like say it's okay?
Do you be like, no, you're joking? or do you like check to
you
make
shit on him?
Literally, like,
do you say, is this what your dad imagined for you to do in college?
Literally.
Would your dad be proud of you?
Like, what the fuck are we doing here? So you're in the fourth quarter, bitch. You lost it.
But this is the problem, is like, as a girl, I just liked him.
Right.
So, and I also, guys, when you come fast, they're going to talk shit about it, but we're also deeply flattered.
We are deeply flattered. And also, there is something about it that, like, you know he's insecure in that moment.
Yeah.
So if that happens, you should take advantage of him being vulnerable.
Yes.
And you can literally, because if you treat him right and don't make him feel shitty, he will literally be like, wait, I actually really like this girl. She handled it really well. And as embarrassed as, why did you
and
handle
it? And he feels safe around you.
Yes.
I'm just, you're so right.
Right?
You are a mental terrorist.
Right. Literally. I'd be like, it's okay. And then that's kind of the best situation.
So we're sitting there. We end up like talking. It's just one on one. And we're talking shit. And then my phone starts to blow up.
Oh, God. It's the mascot. It's the mascot.
And the mascot is like, goes, I'm in your apartment. Your roommate let me in. I'm in your bed waiting for you. And I'm like, fuck, fuck, fuck. Like, I'm still kind of into the mascot, but
right.
I'm like very into this guy
right
here. But I realize, like, I have to dip.
Right. Of course. You didn't get dick.
I go, I have to go. And he goes, can I please walk you home? Oh. And I go, oh, no, 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 you can't.
You can't. The mascot's actually there.
Bucky is coming. Bucky is waiting for me to come.
Bucky is at my apartment.
I literally go, I'm sorry, no. And you could tell he's like feeling rejected.
Right, insecure.
But then part of me is kind of like, what? Like, get rejected, whatever.
Right.
I have shit to do.
Right.
And I leave, and then I go home, and I like mess around with the Bucky, and I felt so naughty.
Oh.
But the problem with this is I never heard from basketball manager again because I think he felt so rejected when I was actually so into him.
Dude, I am so, oh my God, every man listening to this, listen to Hannah right now. I swear to God that makes sense because he was so embarrassed and in his
mind. And
then
for me to be like, don't walk me home.
No,
he must
have
been like, she hates me.
He was like, she literally thinks I'm a little weenie. And I proved to be just that when I splooged all over the carpet. Okay. Fucking little weenie.
Guys, girls are not as picky as dudes
no.
are. Where dudes would be like, oh, I don't like her hip to waist ratio. Or,
no.
oh, her eyebrows. Or, oh, her pussy was like slightly not wet enough.
No, no.
Girls, we just fall for the energy of you.
Yes.
And like, we will improve your dick game.
Yeah, and also, like you said, it's almost kind of like a compliment if a guy, like, comes that fast
yeah.
before you even get to touch his dick.
It means he's fucking obsessed with me.
Exactly. So I think it's really sad, though, but I think a lot of guys need to hear that. Like, he probably was so mortified,
yeah.
and especially because you were an athlete, he's worried about his reputation,
true.
And so he's like, I can't even go
he
back
to that.
He
knows I have a huge mouth.
Exactly.
He knows I'm going to say it on a podcast years later that hundreds
Tucker,
of millions of
listen.
People listen to
You're, great. You're great. You're
He's
great.
He felt like I still would fuck Tucker. Tucker, if you're out there.
Yeah. There you go. See? And like, that was your only impression of him. Let's talk about flirting strategies.
Oh my God. I love.
Because I kind of like going back to basics sometime on this show. Like, I think that we can talk about fivesomes and cuckolding, and we can talk about like fucking 17 other people in one night. But flirting is probably like my favorite thing to do in the world.
It's the only thing that brings me joy in life. It's the only thing.
It's the one thing that I hold sacred, okay?
Yes.
So let's talk about, like, what would you, if you could characterize.
Can I give you my classic approach?
Go.
Okay.
Break
so this
down.
Is bar scene. This is what you do at a bar. I forget what it's like, but this
Ooh.
Is what I did.
I know. TBT.
I know. TB fucking
so
T.
Sad.
And this strategy, you will always know that if he wants to fuck you, he will talk to you
okay.
with this strategy.
Okay, let's
And
go.
If he's not into you, it won't work. And that's okay because you're moving on to the next
moving
one.
Moving on.
So you're at a bar. You see the hot guy. We know within a second if you are attracted to him.
Yes.
So the first thing you do if he's talking to his friends, you walk by and you talk to his less attractive friend.
Boom. Brilliant.
So you'll say, because it's so much easier to approach. Of course. And you ignore him. You don't make eye contact. You're very friendly. You're calm. You walk up. Let's say he has like a Yankees hat on. You just go, ew, Yankees. Like, yes. Say something to get a reaction.
Yeah.
Because the fact you're even saying it, so I'm very like observant. Say something specific to them. That's why things don't work when you're like, oh, do you go where often? It works with anyone. Find like he has a weird tie and I go, ooh, I like the color blue on you.
Yes.
And just say it and let him react, have a little fun, and then get out of there. Get out. You're just, this is a long game, you guys. Dude. But I have time.
We have time.
Go to a bar, I have,
And it's fun.
And you're doing it with multiple people too.
Oh, yes,
this is,
bitch.
I am a,
No, this is brilliant.
I'm a mental terrorist too.
This is great. So, we infiltrate, then we get out, make them sweat.
So the guy, so now you guys are friends.
Yes.
So now like you'll walk by and you see that guy again, do a little point like, hey, that's my friend.
Yes.
And at the point he might be thinking like, does she want to fuck me? Doesn't matter. Don't.
Yeah.
And that's his problem.
That's absolutely his fault.
So then you're going to go up again. And you're going to talk again. And the guy is finally, if he's into you, is going to be like, why is this girl talking to all my friends but me? You're going to talk to his other friend. You're in the group now and you're fucking ignoring him. And at that moment, if he's into you, he will say, what's up?
We can just pause so everyone can take notes. Hannah?
It's a methodical process.
Word for word, move for move. It's brilliant.
Someone told me that it's somehow written in this book, like the game that guys use.
Okay.
But I just subconsciously started doing
it. Dude, it's so, if you don't give the guy attention that you want to fuck, it will bother the fucking shit out of him if he's attracted to you. Mm-hmm. You're so right. He will say something the next time.
And be so warm with his friends.
So
like
nice.
You're fucking exchanging numbers.
Yes. You're like, guys. And he's like, he starts
like,
to be like,
I'm over
here.
Let's do something tomorrow.
And he's over here like, so you haven't even made eye contact with me. Like, do you even notice I'm here?
And guys want to chase. Yes. But guys are not going to chase when you're with your friends at the bar to have your own fun. You have to put it out there. It's like a first kiss. You got to give him a little opening.
Yes.
And also with flirting, I go two ways. I have the negging where I'm like a bitch.
Okay, yes.
But like a bitch in a very, if you can say something as mean as you want as long as it's in your sexy voice. But
like
the other end is being overly complimentary with dead eyes.
Okay.
So you literally go, wow, I think I'm in love with you.
And he's like,
and he doesn't get it.
He's like,
because obviously
he's
you're
like,
not.
You look like you want to kill me, but like I'm glad you're saying that.
Like you literally
dude,
go,
yeah.
You're so handsome. Oh my God, you're so handsome. And because
and he's like,
you're,
is she being sarcastic?
Yeah, he doesn't know. Because if you actually like four dates in are like, you're so handsome. He's like, oh,
he's like
feeling.
Okay.
She's into.
Yeah.
But if you come in with feelings of, and you, he knows you're fucking with him, he's so confused.
So
he doesn't
confused.
Know what to do. You also can turn the next second and be like, I think I'm in love with your friend. Like, just don't make sense. Be inconsistent and don't make sense.
I literally have in my notes flirting strategies and I have one bullet and it just says inconsistency. That's literally my game to a fucking T and I'm so happy I have someone sitting here worthy of the daddy gang. Bitch, you get the game.
Oh my
you
God,
get
I'm
it.
So honored.
No, but it's refreshing because I think a lot of women listening, you're like, how do I even go up? How do I even approach? And what Hannah's saying is like, men are at a bar to meet women. Women are at a bar to meet men. Unless you're a lesbian or you're gay, totally fine. Then you're going there to meet men, women, whatever, fuck. So you going up to a group of men, if you are in their eyes the slightest bit attractive, you can literally go up there, like Hannah said, and be like, oh, nice Yankees hat, fuck you. And then like go to the bar and then like he's like staring at you like, wait, who is this bitch? And then you go back to your group of friends and he sees you with like six girls, five girls, two girls, yourself, who fucking cares? And then all of a sudden you're on their radar. Men want to talk to women at a bar. So if you go up and if you're the one that I love initiating with a man, mm-hmm. I fucking love it because it gives you the
you
power.
Get a high too.
It's so good. And I think one of my lines.
And just the power that you give, you can easily take away.
So
you're not like putting yourself out there like crazy.
No. And guys, I'm sorry.
You're not like,
if
can
you
can
get rejected.
Babies,
no,
cares?
Literally, if you get rejected. Okay.
Who cares?
One thing the daddy gang needs to remember, because you have a lot of empowering stuff to keep girls like, not getting distracted by boys, like staying focused on their shit.
You don't actually like him.
No.
Like, I'm going to put this back to the beginning is when you're like, why would I be inconsistent? I want him to get to know me. Because you don't like him.
You don't
put in that effort until like months in when you actually do like him. So many times we get hung up on these guys when it's like, you don't like him.
You don't like him.
You don't even know who he is.
You literally met him once. He's standing over at the bar. You like the way he looks, but you know him?
You've projected his entire life onto him and you don't know that he has a secret family and he's going to put you in therapy for 4 years.
He has a girlfriend. Okay? Like, it's so fucking true. I think my flirting strategy, it depends. Like, I go the sarcastic route a lot.
Yeah, same.
And I love to make men feel insecure. Mm-hmm. But you have to do it very delicately to not fully crush them, that they're like, okay, I can't handle this girl. But I kind of like to mentally manipulate, and like, I'll be like hanging out with him, and if it's towards the end of the night or if it's on like our third date or something, I'm constantly dropping the line of just being like, oh my God, you need to relax, like stop falling in love. And when you verbally tell a man, no, you're, stop it, you're falling in love and you need to like relax, he starts to be like, no, I'm not. What are you talking about? And then it puts in his mind. And then you are making fun of him for falling in love and he wasn't even thinking that, but now he's insecure because he's like, no, I'm not. I'm not falling in love.
You are such a sick fuck.
Sick, but it works because I've done that to almost every guy I've ever dated. And then all of a sudden, they're always telling me they're in love with me.
Because your brain cannot register non-negative, so they just heard love.
Love, thank you. And then they're like, okay. I also think physical touch, if you at some point when you meet this man, if you just make physical contact right off the bat with a guy, he's going to love that. Feeling your touch for like 2 seconds, he's like, oh fuck, this bitch is like in my fucking space. Don't be aggressive to the point where he's like, I'm uncomfortable.
Where he's like, please stop cupping my dick.
Literally, he's like, so
my testicles hurt.
He's like, ow, I'm like, oh my dick, stop.
Yeah, don't overdo it. Like, don't put your hand up his shirt. No. Don't fucking, like, don't touch his hair.
Oh, God.
What did you do?
First after quarantine, I was around some guys, and I was, like, so horny out of my mind.
Yes.
And one of the guys was cute, and he was being really shy, and he was talking to me, and then I go, can I smell your hair? And he thought it was so, I was like, can I smell your hair? And he goes, okay. And I go, oh, yeah, that's good. And he thought it was the funniest thing ever. And he never forgot that I did that. He fell in love with me after that. Won't stop texting me. Turns out not into it. However,
it worked.
Like, don't be afraid to do weird shit and be confident about
it. But this is the thing. I'm going to go ahead and say, do it, but don't do it. You're a type of girl that you're confident and your like weirdness works.
Thank you.
And like, I definitely could do that to a guy and it would work. But then there are the girls that are like way more reserved and on the normal track.
Yes.
And if you're like, can I smell your hair? And the whole night you have been a pretty corporate ass bitch, he's gonna be like, so this bitch is out of her fucking mind.
Yeah, see, he saw it coming with me. He knew I was gonna say something weird.
You're sarcastic, you're weird.
Laugh.
Okay. Commercial. I love when I can sprinkle in like a little quick healthy moment here. Guys, Ritual vitamins. Oh my God. Saying the word vitamins on this show literally just gives me like a breath of fresh air. We're like sex, pussy, money, fucking. And then I'm like, guys, vitamins. Okay, woo. We all want to keep our bodies healthy. Yes, check. Alex, stop eating so many goddamn Sour Patch. But even if we're fucking trying to eat our kale salads and drink green smoothies, we're most likely not getting the essential nutrients we need on a regular basis. AKA why I don't even bother with the kale. I'm like, fuck the kale. It's not even going to give me what I need. Guys, Ritual. They are obsessively researched vitamins for women, okay? They come in two little easy to take capsules and they have 9 nutrients that you need to support a good, strong foundation for your health. So it's pretty fucking easy. Also, for all of you obsessive label readers, aka not me, all of Ritual's vegan friendly, sugar free, non-GMO, gluten free and allergen free ingredients and their sources are out there for the whole world to see. They have everything on the bottle because a lot of times people don't. A subscription is easy to start and it's easy to snooze. It's only $1 a day to have all the essential nutrients your body needs delivered every month, no strings attached. So guys, if you are interested, Ritual is offering the Daddy Gang 10% off during your first 3 months. You're going to go to ritual.com/daddy to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/daddy.
I'm actually about to possibly shoot another season of Summer House.
Congratulations.
And when you have guys you're talking to right before the show, it's so hard because you have to be like, oh, we just met, but would you film? Or
wait, so you're getting quarantined in a house for 6 weeks?
Possibly.
And no new men can come in?
That's what we don't know. And I hadn't been fucked since December because your quarantine. Girl did not know there was going to be a quarantine. I would have prepared. I would have backed it up. I would have had meetings.
Meetings. Dick appointment. Right, right, right.
But I just got dicked out.
Will you tell us about it?
Yeah. I actually had the hottest day.
Wait, that's amazing. I think that we're both in good moods because we both just had dick appointments.
We're glowing.
Tell me about it.
So he's older. He's 44.
I am wet. Wait, that, I'm not kidding you. That age to me, just something does it right. Because it's like, you're not going to be like fully, like you're not going to marry this man. Maybe you will. But for right now, all that screams to me is good sex.
Well, these 20-year-old guys are squirrel brained. And also, they're only as good as fucking as their last ex-girlfriends.
Oh, and she's a fucking ditch.
And she doesn't know what's happening because she's been fucking you.
Right, right. She's been fucking you.
I know what the difference is.
Oh, okay.
Like guys in their 20s are like scared. They're like, I don't want to come. I don't want to disappoint her. I don't. Guys in their 40s are like, I've seen too many tits in my life. Let's fucking go.
Literally desensitized. He's like just going in to actually have good fucking sex.
Yeah, guys in their 20s, like girls can smell fear. Yes. If you're going to come in 2 seconds, I want you to be confident about it. I want to be like, this is the best fast nut you're ever going to get, bitch.
Literally like slap in the face and be like, get ready, bitch, 30 seconds.
Or like fucking come immediately and then turn me over and start licking my pussy immediately.
Yes. But the guys are like, I look up. I'm like, Jared, you're quaking up there. Are you okay? He's like, I'm going to come.
I love that his name is Jared.
Jared. I know. I've never fucked a Jared.
Also, I'm going to go into the 44 story.
Yes.
So we weren't sure if we should do the kissing thing because of the pandemic.
Yes.
However, he was tested. I knew I was good.
Okay.
And we were like on the beach and we kissed. And the oldest guy I've ever kissed was 36. So I was afraid. I was attracted to him, but I was like, what if I kiss him? And it feels like I'm kissing my like creepy older uncle.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah. Like you're wondering what's going to happen. Is it going to be sparks or is it going to be like terror?
Yeah.
Yes.
But I was into it. And then we started kissing and then he was like, let's go take a shower. And there was like an outdoor shower and shower sex is difficult. I once tried anal when I was 19 in the shower, which was one of the biggest regrets of my life.
I was going to say, are you okay?
I'm not.
Recovered. Me either. I've literally hated it.
I've never tried anal since.
Me either. Okay, great. We're victims. We literally have fucking post-traumatic stress.
If you're going to fuck in the shower, first of all, get a good temperature. It's hard, but then get away from the shower.
Yes.
Just like there's a little shower hitting you, but you're like,
we don't need to be getting waterboarded while we're fucking. It's not the move. Like, I don't want to be like, and I'm not like guzzling on your dick. I'm guzzling because there's like water filtrating down my fucking. I'm like, I can't breathe. But like, yeah, keep fucking me, dude. So yes,
he
I agree.
Kind of bends me over and we start having sex. But your girl's 28. Your girl has played tennis for a long time.
The joints.
Yeah. And you know, like when you try to perk the booty. And you're perked up and then lower back, it starts hitting weird. And then I turn to him. I just go, sit down.
Yes.
Because there was a little place for like conditioner and shampoo. I said, sit down. He's like, where? I'm like, just sit. Just fucking sit. No, I'm just kidding.
You should have.
Like, I like to be unassumingly bossy. Like, you don't have to be like complete dominatrix or like complete like, oh, help me. I'm a victim. Be in between. Be like taking it and then be like, hey, sit down. And he sat down. And then I took my tennis quadzilla legs and I went up and down on his dick. I pushed myself past that level of...
You're burning.
I'm burning.
You're like, I pulled my quad. But here we go. It's worth it. Get that nut, bitch. Get that nut. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, my God.
And it was so much fun. And then he... Because I don't know if he's 44 and like... I don't know. He just wasn't coming.
Oh, fucking
A. And he knew what to do to like not come. And then he was in a good way. And he was like, let's finish this in my bed. And then... And then it was... Yeah.
And then it was game over.
And then it was game
over. So do you think this is like some of the best sex you've had?
I hate to say that because it gives him power.
But yes.
But yes, because, yeah, he was so focused on me.
Dude, now I want to fuck a 44-year-old. This is bad.
And he has great skin because he moisturizes, he told me.
Oh my God, I wonder what he moisturizes with.
I don't know. Swipe up.
Swipe up, let's go. Sponsor. Wait, okay. First and foremost, I want to give you a big fat kudos because I always tell the daddy gang, if you can squat on a man's dick, it is not easy. Mm-mm. You have to push through. It is fucking hard out there in the streets.
You're going to feel a burn.
You're going to feel the
but
burn.
But you've all had chlamydia before anyway.
Like, exactly.
Just keep going.
Keep going. <Yeah. laughs> Keep going. No, it's so true. Like,
if you can take a shot and you can handle that burn,
you can squat on the
dick. You can squat on the dick.
And listen, bitches, it's not easy. And I think the worst part sometimes is like, I got to be in the mood because I know once I get up there, the level of how much you wanna squat on his dick, you're ready to be done after like 5-6 fucking easy. Up and downs. Like mm-hmm. you're like, damn, my quads are done. Mm-hmm. However, we aren't no bitch. Like we are the daddy gang. Like we fucking fuck. Like we're going to fuck the living shit out of his dick. Mm-hmm. So I black out every time I'm on top that I am squatting.
I don't
squatting.
Know if that's healthy, but yeah.
I don't think it is. And it great results though. Yes. And that's what we came for. The great result. We get the yes. W in this
also,
game.
Also, girls, you can slow down.
That is when it's the hottest.
That is what you do. You're going, bah, 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 bah. And then you stop and do like a little circular thing. Like oh. you're like grinding on him in the club. Go. Slow fucking yes. mo. Ow. He thinks that you're like being so fucking sexy when in your head you're just like, ow. 3, 2, 1. Okay, back into it.
Dude, literally. Okay, wait. This is good advice for the daddy gang because I think they love this shit. Girls, we've always said when you are riding dick, you don't have to be with your feet on the ground. You can do your knees, but then I think you kind of see a man's soul leave his body. The minute I always will like get up and put my feet on the bed and I go in the squat position, a man is like, oh fuck, oh fuck.
Do you ever
oh,
feel
fuck.
Awkward like a frog?
Yes, but I also know like no, my pussy is right in his face and like yeah. my tits are here and like let's just roll with it.
Yeah.
I think you gotta just not think about what you look like because what I know is when I watch as I get in that position, I always watch the man's face because every fucking time he's like, Jesus fucking Christ.
It's funny when you feel insecure about yourself. Yeah, get your head out of your own shit.
Because that's
and
usually,
look at his shit. Because his shit is telling you everything.
Everything.
Because you can ruin it for yourself.
Literally,
like, I don't like myself. I don't oh like my myself. But then you look at him, and his eyes are in the back of his head.
Yeah, he can't even think straight. So, but Daddy Gang, I recently. I guess it depends. Like, if I'm being a little lazier, what I have done, and I do think it's almost just as hot, is I keep one knee on the mattress and then I put my left leg usually I don't know why it's my left but my left leg and I put that like it's about to get in the squat position and then I will kind of lean backwards a tiny bit and like put my hand in between his legs and lean back and go up and down uh-huh. or then you can lean forward and take your hand daddying and put it on his like chest stomach and use it almost like you're pushing up off his chest to go up and down on his dick. This recently has been something I've discovered and it's been working amazing.
That is an amazing tip, guys. Write that down.
Write it down because it also saves your legs. And if you want, you could kind of almost switch them out. Maybe you guys don't go to the fucking gym, okay? Me either. Go on his dick and do one knee down, one leg up.
Mm-hmm. And then switch if you get sore.
Yeah, exactly. And then just like rub your clit while you're doing a transition so he's
when in doubt, just rub your clit.
Literally.
Even if you fucking trip over yourself and you're on the floor, rub your clit.
Oh, fuck. And he's like, oh my God, that's so hot. Like literally so hot, okay? Rub the clit. When in doubt, rub the clit. No, that's honestly like kind of the best advice.
I think
when will a guy be like, why are you doing that? When in doubt, rub the clit. He's going to be like, oh, wow, that's really hot.
Like you forget to text him back because you're fucking his friend.
Just send him a video of rubbing your clit. Dude, that's actually really good. Do you have a type? I was going to ask
My type is like athletic, great sense of humor. But I'm trying to figure out, do I want the party boy or the mute guy? Because I'm either the one who like, I'll have a conversation and then I'm like, was that good? Because I crushed that conversation. Because I'm just good at talking
to myself. I was entertaining
myself
so much. I was having the time of my life. He didn't get a word in, but I honestly, such a good time.
I had a great time. Or is it, do I like the party guy who's kind of like me and we have the same personality, but we step on each other's light? They say in relationships, now we're getting into metaphors, that there should be a gardener and a flower.
What the fuck?
Listen to
Go
me,
Go off,
Alex.
Bitch. Whoa.
So
Whoa. I love this shit.
Okay,
did
so.
Did you read this from your psychic?
I don't know where I read it, okay. But it definitely wasn't anywhere legit.
Okay, perfect. But let's go with it.
So these are facts. So the gardener is the one who's like, holds shit down, right. Who's calming, who, and then the flower is us, who's like blooming, shooting up, yes. Blooming, doing crazy shit. And the gardener loves being the gardener, and the flower needs the gardener, and the gardener needs the flower. It's also,
Holy shit.
I actually broke up with one of my exes who I've been referring to who had some fame.
Oh.
So I was watching a Dr. Dre documentary.
Ooh.
Who's Dr. Dre is like epic, yes. So successful, killing the rap game, killing production, whatever. Like
right.
He does everything. So his wife goes on and she goes, I'm the rock and he's the balloon. And she's like, and that's how this functions. Like she's like, he would be nothing without me because I hold down all.
She holds it down.
I hold it down. And I'm watching and I go, I'm not a fucking rock.
I am not a fucking rock.
I ain't no
Holy
fucking pebble.
Shit. No, I am air balloon up in this motherfucker and I am out and about and he's got to try to keep reeling the rope in. Like literally reeling fucking in.
I'm a hot air balloon with helium going fucking everywhere.
Dude, yeah.
I like this.
Okay, I have so many thoughts right now. Okay, first and foremost about the rock comment.
Yes.
And I think we're both saying we're the balloon and we need a man that's a rock.
Yeah.
I think when my mother told me she knew that door number three was the man when he met my parents. Mm-hmm. He's one of the first guys that only met my parents. And I was so terrified for them to meet him. It was like a family Christmas party thing. And we are leaving. And my mom's a psychologist. So this bitch reads people like a fucking book. And we're leaving. We're going to go to like a bar after dinner. And I guess he was talking to her. And she later told me, she was like, Alex, he's the one. And I'm like, okay, mom, no fucking pressure. By the way, I broke up with him because he told me he loved me. And she was like, what the fuck? But my mom was like, I knew he was the one. And to this day, this is like 5 years later, still says it because she was like, I looked at him and I said, what are you guys going to do? And he looked at my mom and was like, Mrs. Cooper, it's her show. I'm just living it. But in the most like supportive, like yes. that bitch runs
he
the show.
He knew what he signed up
yes,
for.
Yes. He's like,
and he was ready yes, to do it with
yes.
you.
Yes. And this man is big in his own right.
So bad.
And my mom was like, Alex, you are not going to find a lot of men that are so confident in themselves that can be like, I love that bitch. Let that bitch go. And I'm right fucking here. Because
that's how your family is. Like, my family's like, yeah, Hannah's fucking crazy.
Yes.
It's her
yes.
show. We're living it. We support her, whatever. Yes. We have our own lives. But, like, yes. that's our Hannah.
That's our
fucking crazy
that's
bitch.
That's our Alex. Yes.
And that's, I don't want a guy to, that's also what's hard when, like, mm-hmm. this is my thing. Are you afraid that this guy's the one? And because you're, like, taking your time that, like, he'll meet someone or you'll meet someone? Like, are you afraid you'll lose each other? Or do you think that your energies are meant for each other? And regardless of whatever fucked up shit happens, you will connect.
On the spot here.
She told me she wanted me to ask her some questions and now she's regretting
it. Whoa. I think that in my life right now, I am not at all concerned about him meeting another me. No one will ever fucking be what I am to him. I already fucking know it. I just fucking.
That was kind of hot.
I know. I know it's, and I know it's like very aggressive in like being like that confident.
So why are you scared to start your life together?
Because I'm too young and he has his career.
Girl, you're gonna blink and you're gonna be 32.
I know. Fuck. I know. And listen,
you're
trust
like,
me.
I'm a child bride.
I'm like, you guys stop. Like, no, I really.
No, you're right. You just know that once you start, that's the end all. I understand that.
And we both have said that. Like, he's like, listen, now I'm not ready either. You're not ready.
Also,
let's
if you're dating him, you might. I hate this, girls. Whatever you do, never let a guy distract you.
Yeah.
So, like, you might have not been on the come up with this podcast if you were, like,
watching Netflix with him.
I
all
love
night.
You, babe. And I love you, yeah, babe. No, I agree. When's the last time you were in love?
Oh, my God.
Have you ever been in love?
Alex, I've been numb for, like, 2 years. Because I dated this, like, guy who really
fucked you up.
Fucks me up, which I think was so helpful. Because after that happened, I had to, like, build myself up. Like, my body was telling me to get out. Like, yeah. I, like, couldn't eat. I always eat.
Oh,
and I was having, like, little heart palpitations. I got out. And then I had to realize, Hannah, why did you end up with a guy like that? Why did you want that? What are you trying to, like, overcompensate for? Why are you... I always love dating, like, hot, successful guys to show off.
Yes.
Like, I'm, like, a dude where I, like, want...
Oh, literally
boy
candy. Yeah, boy candy. That's me.
I love boy candy.
I'm in therapy for that right now. I know literally what you're describing right now, I'm like, that was one of my relationships. And I was like, how did I get into a relationship with a narcissist?
Yep. And they say if you're a sensitive person, which, like, I think we both are, yeah. that they latch on to you. And I think that once I... realized that basically my only goal was to be myself again, and then instead of being like, I want to be a superstar, I want to marry this, all I wanted to do was wake up and not be depressed.
Dude, that's some deep shit.
And once I just had that goal, like, shit started to align for me.
That's...
and then I got on Call Her Daddy and then I was like, what the
and
fuck?
And then I was like, my life is amazing.
You're like, fuck that name.
Dude, no, that is some deep shit. Like, people talk about going through breakups and, like,
yeah.
when you're in a relationship with someone that is a narcissist and,
yeah.
like, you get so fucked up mm-hmm. running in circles,
running
trying
in circles.
To figure out how to make it work. Why is it not
yep.
working? How do I do that?
And then, I started to question, like, oh, I just have to be funnier. I just have to be smarter. I have to be more successful. And then you start questioning, like, am I being myself? And I got in my own anxiety spirals of, like, am I sabotaging this?
Dude, you change yourself
so
for
I
a guy.
So I got the fuck out. It took a couple months to get out of that, like, dark
place,
the dark passenger,
dark passage.
The under whatever,
underbelly of
it all. So that's why I've been kind of numb, where it's like I'm focusing on my career
Good.
And I'm just scared. It's like getting in a car crash and getting in a car again.
Yeah.
So I do these like 6 month things where I don't want to date them.
Yeah. Oh.
So it's like you never even throw it out there. Like, are we dating? It's just like naturally you keep seeing them. And then it's like 6 months and then I get bored.
And then it's over.
And but also I don't like random fucking. I don't need to be dating you, but I want to know that you have emotion for me.
Yeah.
And you like me. Because last time I randomly fucked a lacrosse player, I got chlamydia.
See, that's the kind of shit we don't need around here.
We don't need it.
I
can handle it, just a pill, but like we don't need it.
We don't need chlamydia. Yeah. When I, the first time I got chlamydia, I was actually the first
time. Everyone
gets
it, by the way. We're normalizing chlamydia.
No, it was literally, it was the first time I ever like kind of fucked a random dude. It was in college. He was this, he didn't go to my college. He was older. And I was like, fuck it. Like, I want to be adventurous. I'm going to go fuck him. So I fucked him. And then I went to hook up with door number three and I went and got tested and I had chlamydia and I knew door number three did not give it to me. And I realized it was the skanky ass fucking loser that I fucked in Boston. And then I blamed it on door number three. And he like was like, okay, I'm so sorry. And I was like, you gave me fucking chlamydia. Meanwhile, I knew I gave him chlamydia. So I always turn around on them. Never admit to giving someone chlamydia. But when I got it,
you'd be so bad with COVID.
So, oh my God. I'm like, stop giving me COVID. They're like, you literally gave it to me. I've been quarantining by myself. Like, what the fuck? So, but when you get chlamydia, it's fine, guys. You just take a pill. It's okay.
Everyone gets it.
Everyone gets it. Totally fine. No, but you don't know where he's been. Use a condom, but condom sex sucks. So find a guy that you... Fuck. I'm going to get cut off the air. My mom's like, why can't you tell people to use condoms, Alex? And I'm like, it won't come out of my mouth.
My mom sat me down and was like, Hannah, do you use condoms? And I was like, what do you want me to say? And
she was like, just, you want me to tell you what you want to hear?
She basically goes, Hannah, if you're not waiting to have sex for marriage, obviously, so maybe like wait to get exclusive with the condom. Like use the condom against them.
Oh.
And I was like, that's genius if I had self-control.
Fuck. It's so bad. And listen,
I'm gonna give one condom piece of advice.
Okay, yeah, go.
Which a guy did to me recently, which was so fucking hot.
Okay,
so you know the moment that he's like, should we use a condom? Everything gets awkward. You don't know how to put a condom on, so you're like, I hope he doesn't ask me.
Right. And then I'm like, I don't even know what that thing does. But
and then
sure.
You're like, do I even want to do this? Like, do I even like his dick? Like, do I look good? Do I have to fart?
I'm gonna feel rubbery in there.
Yeah, I don't like it.
The whole thing.
But then this guy literally like took my hips, put my face. I mean,
put my
vagina on his face. Like, I sat on his face. And was like riding him while he took both his hands and was putting the condom on while I'm riding his face.
Jesus.
And then the second like I got like really wet, he just put me on the condom. And it was like the hottest, smoothest condom move ever.
Dope.
Men, you need to do this.
Stop
with the awkward like, watch me
put
the condom on.
No, literally. And it's like, here I go. I'm going to get fucked by a dolphin. Like, it's so rubbery and it's gross. And
I'm going to get fucked by Tupperware.
No, literally. Wait, that's actually kind of amazing because I feel like that would make my vagina less dry if I didn't see the condom process.
That's why I always come before sex. I'm like, do you want me to be wet? And it'll feel so good.
Oh, okay. Wait, tell
us
about that.
Come.
Is that, can you quickly describe your sex life to us? Like, what are you like in bed?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I like to tie him up.
Okay, yes. Fuck you. Sit there, bitch. Watch me twirl on your dick.
I like to kiss. And then
I love to kiss.
I love to kiss.
Making out is so underrated.
I like to tease a little. Mm-hmm. I'm bossy.
I like that.
I like to be like, but like not an annoying bossy, just like, hey, this is facts.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on. I'll tell you how to work my body.
Right.
And then I like being fingered. I think fingering 2020, I love it so much.
Why don't guys finger more?
Maybe because it's harder.
Maybe, but like I wish you would. If you're listening out there, anyone, finger me.
Yeah, I think people.
So much hotter.
I love that everyone wants guys to go down on them now, but a lot of girls like need, like, it's more stimulation when it's like the finger, especially when you don't know what you're doing with your tongue.
Dude.
And also any guy that's like, you just do the ABCDFGs. That's not how you make a girl come going down on her.
Please,
stop it.
Please stop doing that.
Please stop doing that.
Because I can actually feel when you're going to the C, I'm like, oh, here comes the D. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. He really.
Like, oh, he just skipped to F. So he's literally the dumbest piece of shit ever. Can't even do the alphabet.
Dude, you can like tell when guys are in their heads down there. I'm like, I would rather you go down there and it's so bad.
Yes, as empathic people like me and you, I can sense when you're stressed and like, but I don't want him watching my face while he's fingering me.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm like, I don't want this to happen. Please look away. Look away.
So sometimes I'll just like put my hand over my mouth like as if I'm so turned
on. Okay, yeah. Or if you, I guess you could like make out or like throw your head back.
What I like is I like him to then like kind of suck on my left nipple because my
left
one is not as sensitive.
Oh,
so like,
do you direct him to the left?
But guys like that. Yeah, I like being like, this is how my body works. Like just my left one turns me on. They're like, oh, and then I'll like test them later and they feel like accomplished. It's the little things. Men are simple.
Wait, that's really interesting that you tell them a specific nipple.
Yeah, because one of them is just way more sensitive. So they'll be like sucking on the nipple, fingering me.
That's good.
And if I can get it right, then I have trust. And then trust. After that, then I go inside me. And so it's like begins. I literally go the second I come, like go inside me.
That's very fascinating.
And then we have sex.
Commercial. Okay. I know that none of you watch porn, okay? Daddy gang, no one watches porn, right? But just in case you have any friends that do, you'll want to pay attention to this. Okay, everyone that fucking watches porn, listen to me right now. We have a new fucking sponsor, and it is ExpressVPN, okay? When you are on the internet, we all fucking know it. The government is tracking our assholes. We type something in, and then all of a sudden, it's on all of our computers, and it's on our phones, and it's popping up, and it's fucking everywhere. They're listening to us. So ExpressVPN, it gives you an internet connection that is rerouted through a secure encrypted server so you can surf the web anonymously without them fucking catching you with your hands down your pants, Johnny. So I know most of you probably use it in the private mode, the incognito mode, so that you're like, oh, no one can see that I'm watching two bitches bang each other. You're wrong, okay? Your internet provider like Comcast or AT&T can see every single website you visit. And if you live on campus or use a share Wi-Fi, your network administrator can too. Okay? So, you guys, protect your privacy today. Get 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. Okay? Try it out. Visit Express, V as in Victor, P as in penis, N as in nipple, .com/daddy. That's Express, ExpressVPN. VPN.com/daddy for 3 months free.
Can I tell you my former professional athlete
yes.
date story?
Oh my god, yes.
This
I'm
is
so
my
excited.
Like daddy gang story.
Oh my god!
The second you asked me, I was like, okay, it's time
Here
to bring this baby
okay,
out.
Okay, I'm
again.
Excited. Let's go. Okay. Let's go.
So he's a former, I like former football players because they're not traveling anymore. Right. They're not like as cool as they were. They right. have their money. And they lost a shit ton of weight because they're not eating like tons of calories.
Oh.
So they're like slimmed down football players.
Okay. I really rarely ever hook up with football players.
I highly recommend a tight end.
Okay. A tight end. I'll write that down.
Tight ends are great. Just
putting that in my notes.
So this guy, he had like light blue eyes, like 6'6", check, check. Now, I miss a lot of red flags okay. when a guy is tall. And we're going to go through what I missed okay. and then what happened because of it.
Okay.
So... buckle up. We're buckle up, gang.
We're buckled. Let's go. Everybody, let's go. Buckle in. Woo! Oh, my God.
So, first, the back and forth is very quick.
How did you meet him?
Hinge.
Got it.
So, like, two messages, and he's like, it's football Sunday. Let's watch football at a bar.
Love that.
So, when they don't take a while to, like, at least see your personality, that means they don't care.
Right, at all.
So, but I was like, he's tall. Yes, let's go.
Let's go.
So we go to the place and it's like kind of a little too nice and there's like no one there.
Okay.
But my stuck up ass is like, oh, he thought of a nice place to
You're
take
like
me.
Bougie.
He wanted to sit down with
right.
me.
Right, that's why I like it.
No, it's okay. literally right by his apartment.
Oh, okay.
So, so now we know.
You're like, baby, you're so spoiling me. He's like, I just wanted to do this so I didn't have to put on my good shoes. These are slippers I'm wearing. I got out of bed, rolled out of bed, trying to get my nut bit. Shut up. Okay, keep going.
So we're sitting there and it starts off where... I noticed he kind of laughed a little too long. Ooh. You know when, like, the laugh's done and they keep laughing and you're yeah. like, do I have to start another laugh?
Right. You're like, whoa, oh, wait, what are you doing?
You're, and you're just watching him laugh at you and you're like,
Yeah, you're like, okay, it's not that funny. I know I'm funny, but I'm not that funny.
Not that funny.
Stop.
Then he was, like, bragging about how his parents had 2 tennis courts in the Hamptons. And I was like, no one needs 2 tennis courts. That's
no.
fucking weird. And I'm
and
onto
I'm,
you.
Yeah, that's weird.
Then he asked me if I party.
He just said, do you party?
He goes, do you party? And I'm, like, kind of an idiot. Like, a former athlete, like, I didn't do drugs.
Right.
I don't know about you, but, like, I can't do cocaine or I'll blow
okay.
my brains out.
No, yeah, so I had never done... I had, like, smoked weed in high school, and then in college, I literally couldn't do drugs.
You can't.
So I would just drink alcohol. And then for the first time I ever did coke when I, like, got out of college, because I was like, oh, my God. And I even told my parents, I'm like, Mom and Dad, I want to do cocaine at one point in my life. And they're like, okay, Alex, that's really good that you're telling us this. And I did it, and I was like, I'm such a hyperactive person. Like, I don't even need it.
No.
So I don't really do it.
No, good, yeah.
Unless sometimes it's there, and then one time I did accidentally do it, and it was ketamine, and it was, like, the worst situation of my entire life. I'll tell you guys that story another time.
Another time.
Another
Daddy
time
gang.
Here on the K-Stories. Okay, keep going.
So
he's asking
I basically
you
was like, not really. Like, I drink alcohol, but I'm not really into drugs. And he okay. goes... You know, I used to be, but now I'm good. And I was like, okay, oh. I don't know why you need to tell me that.
Okay.
Good chat.
He's like, I'm good.
So he's hot enough that if a date's going well, I have a friend who works at Brother Jimmy's.
Okay, so what's that?
It's like a Freddy bar. Okay. But she's bartending. So if it's going well, be like, let's go to another spot. And then she'll give us drinks and she'll tell me if I should like them or not.
Wait, I can't that's make decisions so fun. I want to do that next time I like go out with
like
a guy.
Like she literally will be like, mm-mm. Or she'll be like, yeah.
Wait, that's so fun. Okay.
I love that.
Okay. I want to go there with you one time.
Yeah, we have to.
Let's go when it opens.
When things are okay. Oh, it's so sad. So sad. I was like, let's go. And he goes, wait one sec. I need to charge my Juul. So we're at red flag number 17 at this point.
You're like falling. I would fall off the chair backflip. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But I think that my grandma just died. And he's like, I'm pretty sure I saw on your Instagram your grandma's already dead. I'm like, yeah, but she just died again. I gotta go. Fuck. Literally like, what? Juul
came back to haunt me and then killed herself when she saw you.
You had a fucking Juul, you piece of shit.
But again, he's like gorgeous. Right. So like whatever. Former athlete. So I'm like,
so you're like pretending you didn't hear it, that he's a Juul.
Yeah. Right, so he goes, let's go to my apartment. I go, where is it? And he goes, oh, it's on this block. And I go, oh my God, I'm so stupid.
Like it's all making sense.
It's all making sense. So we go upstairs and he has exposed brick. And if you know me, you know that if you have exposed brick, I will fuck you.
You're ready to fuck?
I'm ready to fuck.
You're literally naked. He turns around and you're just naked.
Hello,
you're like, sorry, I saw the exposed brick. That means I get naked.
That means I expose my labia lips right now.
Literally, let's go. Let's fuck on the brick.
Then he like went in for the kiss, but he did it in this fuckboyish way where he didn't make eye contact before. Like the whole fun of the kiss is like make eye contact.
Right.
A little like Will Flirty Smith, eyes. Like 90-10 yeah. thing. Ooh. I don't know. There's like
yeah.
a rule.
Yeah.
But then he picked me up.
Oh, fuck. And he's tall and he's like, meaty. And it's
I know. I felt like a little dainty flower.
Oh, my God. And when they do that.
I love
like,
being picked up.
Because you can tell sometimes when a guy picks you up and he can't handle it. And you're like, I know I'm not fat, but like, I feel as though I'm sturdy. No, literally. And then you want to be like, you want to give him the out and be like, no, you can put me down. But when the man can pick you up and you literally feel like you're his tote bag, you're like, this fits right.
I'm like his keychain.
His keychain. Oh.
And he tosses me on the couch. And he continues kissing me. And then he pulls up my shirt and he goes, hold on one second. And this is like Sunday at 8 p.m., like football Sunday.
Okay.
Walks away, comes back, lowers his head and snorts a line of cocaine off my tit. Now, Alex, this is Sunday at 8. This is Shark Tank watching time. Like, I want to see Mr. Wonderful tell some 12-year-old that her granola recipe is shit. Like, that's what I want to do on Sunday. I don't need that dude snorting cocaine off my tit after telling me
he doesn't party.
He doesn't party. So I'm immediately like, and he like tries to kiss me. I'm like, I'm not trying to do this. So immediately we're like, what just happened? Then he goes, oh, I just want you so bad. I want to dominate you.
That's disgusting.
And shit starts turning. And then he goes, I want to show you something. So this becomes like horror movie shit where you're like, don't walk towards it.
You're like, I'm going to die.
And I'm like, he's tall. Let's go. So I'm following him into this closet.
I'm like biting my nails during the story. I'm like nervous for you.
He pulls out a box full of like chains,
fuck.
Whips,
fuck.
Handcuffs,
fuck.
And he's like, this is what I'm gonna do to you. And I go, check fucking please.
Yeah, get the fuck
so
out.
So finally I'm like, you know what? I my grandma died again.
No.
I have to go.
Grandma's dead round two. It's crazy. She keeps coming back. There's a whole situation going on. I don't know why they keep bringing back to life now. What the fuck did you say?
So I just, this is hard when you're like a sarcastic person to suddenly go serious. But
yeah.
I just was like, you know what? I need to see my friend. I'm so sorry. Like, I gotta go. And I left. And it's one of those things where you're like, I really hope this guy doesn't text me. Like, I hope that he's not. How weird could he get?
Literally.
And some people might have been into that. So I'm not saying he was like a psycho, but like, I wasn't giving him vibes.
No, and you had never hung out before. And he had literally told you he doesn't party. And then all of a sudden he's doing a line off your tits. And then you're kind of like, so are you a compulsive liar? Or like, why the fuck? And especially it would have been one thing if you had been like, yeah, I party. Because maybe he would have gotten the vibe. All right, fine. I'm going to party with this girl.
Yeah.
But you said you don't.
I literally was like,
I
don't.
So what in his brain, his fucked up brain.
Do you know what it is? It's called professional athlete CTE brain.
No, literally.
Because you know how many girls he brings there? And then they're just like, he's a professional athlete. Do whatever the fuck you want.
No, literally, chain me up.
So then to me, he's like doing that to me. And I'm like, I don't need to be tortured by you tonight.
Nope.
So not end of story.
Oh, fuck.
Next day, it's Monday. I go to the office back in those days.
Right.
And I turn on my computer at 9 a.m. And I get a text from him. I'm like, fuck. And I open it up and it's a porn website. And this guy clearly has no idea of like accurate things to do at the right time. So I'm immediately like looking around. I delete it. I'm like, what the fuck? 10 minutes later, he texts me again and he goes, sorry, wrong person.
Wait, no. No, this is someone that's just like literally mentally like not there.
No.
Wait, I'm trying to think of what I would have done in this situation. Like, maybe posted it on my Instagram story, because I'm like, someone just live in this with me, like live in this nightmare. What is wrong? No, that is why I don't date football players, because I'm like, they're brain damaged. And I mean, I know that's so mean.
He's definitely brain damaged.
No, I'm sorry.
And I want to just raise awareness that all these girls who are like, I want to fuck a professional athlete.
Right, maybe you want to fuck
them. Some of them
are
monsters.
And some of them aren't even that good in the bed. So like, so it's kind of like, what are we doing here?
That's the worst, when you're like so excited to fuck him and then you're like, who let you do this?
No, why are you so bad at fucking? No, literally some of them I'm like,
because these good looking guys or these professional athlete guys never had a girl look at them and go, honey, you're doing it wrong.
No, that doesn't feel good. I didn't come.
That's why maybe some of these like finance bros on Hinge we can consider.
Dude, I'm not kidding you. Like,
with like below average dicks.
I agree with you. I just need to like wrap my brain around that. It's going to take me a minute. But like,
well, you're going to end with door three anyway. So have fun in the meantime.
Right.
And do shit for the story.
That's what I was thinking. Just really put my vagina out there for the podcast.
Yes.
We stay up in the charts. That just seems really normal to me. But I think that your experience, that is,
you've been speechless.
Have we gone too long?
I don't know.
No.
What time is it?
It's 4:30.
We killed it.
Hannah, any last words? Thank you so much for coming on. I literally am so happy that
I feel like this went by in a second.
Me too. I feel like we could keep talking for hours.
I know.
But maybe you'll date this 44-year-old man. Maybe
I'll
not.
I'll keep you posted.
Do your parents know?
Yeah.
Do they approve?
My dad just jokes. He's like, have you checked his blood pressure? Like, what'd you do with his wheelchair?
He's going to conk out soon. Yeah. Like, we got to just keep an eye on him, Hannah.
When's his curfew? Can he bring you toys to play with at
the
playground?
Oh, my God. Because how much older than 28, 44?
16.
Okay. All right. I actually think that's a good age. That's good.
They're like, he might die early. And I'm like, well, I'll be an independent owner of his estate.
We love that.
We take
all of his fucking money. Everything he's worth, take it.
Yeah.
Hannah, I love you.
I love you.
Everyone, go listen to her podcast. Plug yourself. What's your Instagram?
Oh, my Instagram is Being Burns, BeingBernz.
And then
that's Twitter too. Then Burning in Hell is my mental health comedy podcast.
Yes.
I'd love to have Alex on. I think
definitely need to.
There's a lot more we have to delve into.
Oh, yeah.
And watch Summer House on Bravo.
Dude, I'm not kidding you. Like, it's addicting. Guys, I binge shit. Like, I went through all of quarantine and did all four seasons, and it's fucking amazing. It's really good.
Thank you so much, Father.
Love you guys. And a last word from your father, Daddy Gang, to all the silent sufferers. Go fuck yourselves. There will be no questions. Not fucking happening this week. Guys, there's no questions of the week this week because we ran out of time. But Hannah actually stayed in the studio and I convinced her to do questions of the week with me. So I will be giving you our answers to a bunch of your questions at the end of next week's episode. So silent sufferers, you can relax. Take a deep breath. But I will be coming for you next fucking week. I also have a shit ton of updates coming your fucking way. I have a little surprise. I'm going on a little trip and there's a lot happening. So stay tuned for next week, Daddy Gang. It's gonna get fucking wild. It's always fucking wild here. I love you guys. You know the fucking drill. I will see you fuckers next Wednesday.